The Box, a short story in two parts in intermediate level English from linguapress.com.
It's got to be a big surprise, you see, said the man. I want you to bring it to the Hill Park Hotel just when everyone's finishing dinner. 10:30 on the dot, okay? Ask for Mr. Ansell.
That's all right, answered Mick. I'll be there.
Right then, you've got all the details. Tesco Superstore checkout 24 at 8:50 on Friday. Just say you've come for Mr. Charnwood. They'll give it to you. And don't be late. They shut at 9.
And when do I get paid? Asked Mick.
You'll get 20 quid at the hotel. Mick put down the phone. He was glad that someone had noticed the small advert he'd put in the newsagent's window, offering to do some odd jobs. He needed the pocket money. Sophie was not terribly excited when he told her about it.
But you said we'd go out to the pictures on Friday night.
There's nothing on this week, he replied. And anyway, I could do with 20 quid. You can come too. It'll be sort of a night out.
Oh, brill, a trip to Tesco's. You call that a night out?
And 20 quid too. It's money for old rope.
Are you sure it's legal? Why didn't you get Tesco's to deliver it?
Because they shut at 9, I suppose. That's fairly obvious, isn't it?
Oh, well, if you've said you'll do it, then you'll have to, won't you?
Of course. And anyway, if we get 20 quid, we can go for a pizza at Gigi's afterwards.
Oh, yes, let's.
It was dark when they got to the superstore. Inside, the day's last few shoppers were wheeling laden trolleys towards the exits. Checkout 24 was closed.
Ask someone where it is,
said Sophie.
Keep cool,
Mick replied in an irritated tone.
What do I ask?
Ask where the box is.
The girl on checkout 12 had no idea what he was talking about.
I guess we'll just wait here, said Mick.
They waited. Hello, said a voice. Mick and Sophie, who'd been looking into the middle of the shop, turned round. A young man in a white shirt was there, carrying a large box. Are you looking for something?
Yeah, said Mick. Is that the box for Mr. Charnwood?
Yes. You'll be careful with it, won't you? It's rather fragile, but it's not too heavy.
Thanks, said Mick.
My pleasure, said the man. It's all yours. And he turned and walked away down the shop.
Maybe it's champagne,
said Sophie, as they walked across the almost empty car park.
Shall we have a look?
Come off it. You can't endure the wrapping paper. Besides, it isn't heavy enough.
As they walked towards the bus stop, the rain began to fall. A bus was approaching.
Come on,
said Mick.
That may be ours. Let's run.
It was not.
What a waste of effort,
said Sophie, pushing the damp hair out of her eyes.
If we've missed it, we've got half an hour to wait.
But at that moment, the lights of another bus came into view, moving slowly towards them.
Come on, it's a 34,
said Mick.
That'll do.
The top deck of the bus was empty. They sat down in the seats at the front and looked out onto the wet street ahead of them. The pavements, so busy with life during the daytime, were more or less deserted. Outside a chip shop, a group of teenagers stood in the shelter of the building, their backs illuminated by the bright lights shining through the window. But the brightly lit windows of most other shops were showing off their contents to no one but a few passengers in passing vehicles. After the bus turned left into London Street, the pavements got darker as shops gave way to houses, their curtained windows hiding private worlds from the inquisitive looks of passers-by. There was less traffic, too. On Parton Hill, the bus got stuck behind a heavy lorry. Then, at Opie's Corner, the traffic came to a stop.
Hey, what's going on there, I wonder? Said Mick.
In front of them, at least three police cars were stopped at the roadside, and another was in the middle of the road. Their flashing blue and red lights lit up a group of people standing in the wet, and apparently looking at something on the pavement in front of a shop.
Look, it's a man,
said Sophie.
I expect he's drunk, said Mick. That's the shop where I had my ad.
Get away,
answered Sophie.
They don't call out four police cars with flashing lights just for a drunk.